You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Mike, I'm feeling a little tipsy. You're going to have to take over because in this in this video, we're talking about dropshipping wine coolers. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? You know what I find funny about this niche, Mike? It's like on the surface, I feel like it seems like a unique angle to go for. But I feel like it's way more common and way more saturated than people think. Do you agree with that statement?
I would say this is probably the number one thing people try to do.
No, there's no way it's number one.
Top five.
Okay, fine.
Top five.
But I don't know. I still think there's hope for it. I feel like you think there's no hope for it.
I wouldn't say there's no hope for it. I would say with wine coolers, maybe people should consider thinking about other things related to wine coolers and wine as well.
Like instead racks? Of just like what's related?
You know what, Joe? I don't even want to get too much into it because I want to protect the niches. We come in here, we talk about a lot of popular ones. And it's not even that we're doing these. To be clear, we've actually sold wine coolers in the past. But there were some other things that we sold with it that did much, much better than the wine coolers that were very strongly related. And I think I want to give people just they should go explore it. And I think it just drives home the point that even when we make these videos, we can't cover every single product type that's out there. Mm-hmm. But even with something that's so common like wine coolers, there are things that are directly related that very few people may be doing. And you can make a lot of money just off of some of those product types.
Gotcha. Mike, I do want to pull up my screen real quick, Ahrefs, because I think that there is actually a lot of organic traffic potential for this wine cooler niche. So if we look at, I did a search on Ahrefs for wine cooler, and I set it to include best. And yes, I will send it to you real quick. And I'm seeing there's lots of different keywords, lots of different angles to attack this organically with blog articles. So we have best, you know, volume 200, KD6, best dual zone wine and beverage cooler. KD4, best countertop wine cooler. KD4, best thermoelectric wine cooler. And then we get into all the different sizes. So sizes plus like attributes. So best 18-inch undercounter wine cooler actually has 70 search volume, which is pretty significant for something so specific. Best 12-bottle wine cooler. Best 15-inch wine cooler. All these things have a decent amount of search volume. And, you know, I think that when you're researching things you want to sell, that is definitely something to consider because there's lots of angles to attack this organically.
Yeah, and I think this shows how on the bleeding edge of dropshipping we are, because even in a niche that may seem so saturated, we can just look and we see all the open opportunities within it. And, you know, inside of our course, Joe, we show people exactly how to find these themselves and make articles on it and get their own free traffic for these. I don't want to discourage people from doing this, even though it is popular, because, I mean, this is something that I've seen people try and do for many, many years. I'm talking like 6 years plus. And I see people make stores like 2022 and they come in and they make sales.
Yeah. Mike, so, you came up with this phrase, this line of thinking, and we haven't said it in a video in a long time, but I think when it comes to this particular niche, the wine coolers, you can give two different people the same store, the same niche, the same products, and one can do extremely well, and one can get zero sales. I think nothing encapsulates that better than this niche right here.
Exactly. Because, yeah, I think, I mean, I know from personal experience here, there's some brands in this industry that are really easy to get, and there's some brands that are pretty hard to get. And to your point, even in the beginning, if you can only get like some of the really entry-level brands, if you're able to set up these articles and get good traffic in, and you're ranking for, you know, best dual zone wine and beverage cooler, it gives you a lot more leverage to go in and get some of these other higher end brands.
Right. Definitely. And the other thing I like about this niche, actually, which we talk about, is I feel like there is a passion thing to be built around this. You know, people, it's just a beverage, but people love drinking wine, just like they love beer or whatever. People get super passionate about it. And I think there could be a lot of different ways you could build, like, basically a brand or a community around this. And I really like that about this niche. And I think it would be something that if you are going to do it, I feel like if you have a passion for it, I feel like that's something where it could shine through in your execution of this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think also going back to SEO, the passion level helps with the SEO stuff, because people are absolute freaks about wine. So they're going to go and put in a lot of research to make sure that the brand that they're going to buy is good. It can do exactly what they needed to do for their, you know, their 150-year-old Merlot and all this stupid stuff. So if you can go after these terms, which not a lot of people are going after, then it's easy for you to secure the sale, because you're able to speak directly to the audience, and you're able to set yourself apart by showing you're understanding your audience.
Yeah, let me pull something up real quick, Mike. Back to the Ahrefs, I just expanded this best 12-bottle wine cooler thing. You see DR3 ranking for this term and getting a decent amount of traffic. Well, probably gets way more traffic than 21, but you have a DR3 site ranking for best 12-bottle wine cooler above bestbuy.com. So that, to me, again, is a good indication of how ripe this niche is. These grapes are ripe, and they're ready to be picked organically for this niche. And let me show you another thing I wanted to mention here is that if you really think about what a wine cooler, like for wine coolers, they're big, but they're not like super, super expensive. So hold on. I'm pulling up a price real quick on a wine cooler. Man, currently unavailable. Anyway, on one hand, I'm seeing 12 bottle wine coolers for like $200 or something. So on one hand, kind of low ticket, not what we would recommend for a price point. On the other hand, if you are passionate about this, you can easily get these products in to your house with no issues. Do a YouTube review, talk about it on YouTube, and you have an immediate edge right there, because these products don't have, you know, they don't have to be, some of them are big enough for freight, but not all of them have to be shipped by freight. And so I feel like that in itself is something to consider when thinking about this niche.
Agreed. Yeah, there's probably a lot of YouTube potential, and even Amazon affiliate stuff, because like you said, Joe, this is a pretty, rabid, they're into wine. So if you could harness this audience, you have their emails, maybe now you can go and make some even Amazon affiliate articles, send your email list over to your articles, and now boom, they're going to Amazon. You make a little extra change or add another revenue source, bada bing, bada boom, valuation goes up, you sell it, and you take it easy.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's lots of ways to, if you're super into this, you can even make like a little mini course on, you know, wine tasting, or an ebook on wine. Like, there's just so many things you could do with this. I don't know anything about wine, but I know there's a lot of things you could do with this. And, you know, again, we gave you the reasons to do it. We gave you the reasons not to do it. Now the ball is in your court. And if you want to dribble that ball, go to buildassetsonline.com/playbook. where we'll show you how to do it, our free web class. Just to repeat that one more time, just kidding, it's buildassetsonline.com/playbook.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.